Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Grant Paulson, Danny Ruye, live from Nationals Park. We've been talking Nats throughout the morning. We will continue to do that all day long here on 106.7 The Fan. FP Santangelo of the Masson booth with Bob Carpenter. You watched him night in and night out all season long. Is on the show today at 11:30. We'll get into Steven Strasburg's start tonight at 11. Do you expect him to shine and be great, be okay, or to struggle? We'll take your calls on that at the top of the hour. Let's bounce around the NFL, Danny. A lot of good games this weekend. Which matchups are catching your eye?
1 p.m. I'll start right here. Little NFC tilt. How about a couple 3-1 teams getting after it? A couple squads where I'm still not quite sure who they are. Carolina, really impressive last week, beating New England up in that stupid building up there in New England. And Detroit lost one heartbreaker. Otherwise, they could very easily be 4-0. They have been pretty impressive. They're favored by 3 in whatever automobile they're naming the stadium after at this point. But Carolina at Detroit, over under 44 points. Detroit favored by a home field goal. This could be a nice prove-it game for either one of these teams. If Carolina goes back to what I think they are, which is an offensively challenged group that's just okay on defense, Detroit will win. If Detroit is smoke and mirrors and Matt Stafford throwing off his back foot, Carolina will win this game. I think Detroit wins it, but I'm intrigued by that matchup.
You're going to think I'm Joan of Arcing, and I'm not. Chargers-Giants, both 0-4. I actually really want to watch this game. I think both of these teams are better than their record. I'm frankly shocked that both of them have yet to win a game.
Yeah.
And more stunning than that, one of these teams is going to be 0-5 at the end of the day. That's staggering to think about. The Giants, who I thought were going to win 10 games and be the second-best team in the NFC East. The Chargers, who I didn't like everybody else did. People were picking them to make the playoffs and saying they were the sexy sleeper in the conference. I didn't feel that. But they're always in that 8-8 mix. I mean, they've got a good roster. They've got a dominant front defensively that can get to the quarterback. And when you have that, generally, you win a lot of football games because you create takeaways and you get off the field. Somebody's going to be winless as we approach late October with bye weeks coming up for these teams. I'm going to say that the Giants actually get their first win. But if they don't, and we're talking about an 0-5 Giants team, the Redskins will then basically have two teams to worry about in the division, and that's it, which would be a big, big deal.
Yeah, it'd be a lot of fun if that were to happen. Let's go Chargers. Jacksonville at Pittsburgh. Pittsburgh, 8.5-point favorite. I've seen as much as 9. I've seen 8. Point is, they are heavy favorites in this game. Jacksonville's defense is really good. Pittsburgh is yet to sort of capture the mojo that we kind of anticipate from this group. I think they're going to end up playing better football as the season goes on. I think they've kind of done just enough here. Sideline temper tantrum last week from Antonio Brown in a very calm, cool, collected double-digit win over their rival Baltimore Ravens. But Steelers catching 8.5 points here at home. Jacksonville on the road. Their offense is wretched, especially without Allen Robinson. But that defense, I think, will keep them in the game. I think Pittsburgh wins, but Jacksonville covers.
Seahawks-Rams. Been waiting for this for a couple weeks. This is a chance for L.A. to solidify itself as the front runner for the NFC West. If they beat Seattle, Seahawks would be 2-3. The Rams would be 4-1 through 5. They've had a two-game cushion and the tiebreaker at that point. Massive game for Sean McVay's group. They've had a couple contests, including this past week against the Cowboys, where people said, well, if they win, I'll feel like they're legit. I feel like every week we keep making them prove themselves again. At some point, you're just pretty decent. Jared Goff's playing well. Todd Gurley's an MVP candidate. Cooper Kupp's making plays in the passing game. The trade that they made with the Buffalo Bills to bring over Sammy Watkins gave them a little bit more of a dynamic passing game, which you've seen down the field vertically, including a couple of big throws against San Francisco that Goff made. Seattle got right, though, the last time we saw them against the Colts.
Yeah.
They outscored Indianapolis over 30 points to 3 points in the second half of play, and they ran away with a game that was very close. Was that the beginning of the rest of their season? Was that just two good quarters against a terrible team? I think we'll find out this weekend. But if the Rams beat the Seahawks, I'm telling you right now, Danny, people are going to start saying LA is going to win that division. Shawnee Mack, I'm pulling for you, dude. You're a stud. Go get him.
That will be a fun one. I'm going to go Green Bay-Dallas here. This is, to me, the game of the weekend. This is a Dallas hasn't really looked the part just yet. Everyone assumes they've got something in them. Public loves Green Bay in this game. Dallas favored by 2 points because they are at home. Green Bay is good. Green Bay has they're beat up. They won a game with like one tackle. One guy that was like a fullback at one point was playing tackle for him. I think Aaron Rodgers may have lined up at left tackle. Point is, Green Bay always finds a way because they've got Aaron Rodgers. He's the great equalizer. Cowboys running game hasn't really gotten going just yet to the degree that we're used to seeing it. Dak Prescott has been good. The numbers are there for him. He has been, obviously nothing wrong with him. It's been Dallas's defense that's let him down. You saw that last week against those Rams. I think Dallas wins this game in an annoying fashion to really bother me to put themselves back into that NFC East conversation. People are now kind of off the Dallas bandwagon, whereas they over Dallas last year, GP. Everyone wanted to talk about Dallas and take credit for how good they were. They haven't played well this year. This game will be a nice little legitimizer for them at home at Jerry World.
Let me bounce to the AFC Sunday Night Football to wrap this up. This is going to be a really quality game. You've been waiting all day for Sunday night, and you got a hot pocket in your microwave. Sing your little song and watch the Chiefs and the Texans. Texans with Deshaun Watson. Different team than the Texans with Tom Savage.
The Savage Nation.
I think we saw on Monday night Kansas City is the truth. They're 4-0, and they're going to end up being somewhere around 12-4, 13-3. Houston right now has turned a corner to being the contender that they were supposed to have. And we knew someone in the AFC South was going to get right eventually and was going to probably run away with the division. The question was, would that be the Titans or the Texans? I think Houston is the eminently better team of those two right now, as they proved last week. Houston may give Kansas City its first loss this weekend. It'll be a fun game to watch in primetime. Chiefs on the road. Can Watson string together a couple gems in a row? FP Santangelo calls Nats games on Masson. He's on our show at 11:30 today. Matt Fortuna talks college football. We will discuss the upcoming weekend with him at 12:45. And Jim Bowden, former GM of the Washington Nationals when they came to D.C., will be with us at 1 to preview the Nationals and the Cubs right here on Grant and Danny. Next, Steven Strasburg gets the ball in a critical game one tonight. Will he be great, okay, or will he struggle? We'll get your thoughts. We'll give you ours live on The Fan.
Hey, guys. Danny Ruvier here. I love fantasy football. You know that about me, right? I'm in 10 long season fantasy leagues. I also play DFS. You know that about me as well. I love stacking lineups. I love rolling in the cash. I've discovered something new that if you're like me, you will love. It's called Draft. That's it. It's called Draft. Go to the App Store right now, look up Draft, or go to draft.com. I'm looking at the website right now, and I'm looking at your boy's balance. It went up since last week. You know why? Because I won a couple leagues. That's right. You can win cold, hard cash. As little as a dollar, you get live drafts. They last about 5 or 6 minutes. Draft a quarterback, a couple running backs, a couple receivers slash tight ends. Set your lineup and forget it like rotisserie chicken, baby. It is so much fun. It combines the best part about season-long fantasy football, drafting, with daily fantasy. You're not tied down to a lineup all year long. It's the best. You pick the matchup, players you want to target, and boom goes the dynamite. You can challenge someone head-to-head. You can go in a three-team league, six-team league, 10, 12, whatever floats your boat, people. It is so much fun. Once you do it, you're not going to believe you wasted all this time on other things. And right now, use my promo code 1067DANNY. That's 1067DANNY. Get a free entry with your first deposit on Draft. Again, search the App Store for Draft or go to draft.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.